Picture this. You're walking down a, well, a pristine beach in Sri Lanka, right? It's sunset.
The perfect setting.
Exactly. The waves are gently crashing. The sky is this, you know, brilliant mix of orange and purple. And then you turn a corner, and there it is.
A private cabana.
A private, beautifully decorated cabana. You've got a candlelit table for two, a pathway of, like, fresh flowers leading right up to it.
Wow.
Yeah. And it feels perfectly spontaneous, incredibly romantic, and just, I mean, completely magical.
Right. But the reality is, it's not spontaneous at all.
No, not even a little. That spontaneous moment of pure magic is actually the result of this meticulously engineered, standardized, and quite frankly, brilliantly documented business ecosystem.
It really is. I mean, behind that perfect sunset proposal is a, well, a vast hidden infrastructure. What we're really looking at today is the literal business of packaging human emotion.
Right. And you, our listener, are joining us today to unpack a really fascinating internal document from a company called Ensilanka.
It's quite the read.
Oh, for sure. It's a manual known as the Hosting Partners Playbook, and it was created for their brand new platform, Host in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
So our mission today for this deep dive is to figure out exactly how a country transitions from being, you know, just a beautiful travel destination into this highly curated stage for life's most intimate milestones.
Okay, let's unpack this, because it's not just about booking a nice dinner. We are dissecting how you take something as abstract as romance, right, and turn it into a scalable, functioning business model.
Exactly. And this document is essentially a masterclass in how to bridge a very specific high-stakes gap.
It really is. It connects local hospitality venues, places that have the physical beauty but maybe, you know, not the global reach, with international guests who are seeking these unforgettable, emotionally resident experiences.
Because we have these beautiful stages all over the country, but bringing international guests to them requires a, well, a completely new kind of infrastructure.
Right. And the playbook makes it abundantly clear that foreign guests aren't just looking for, like, a bed to sleep in or a historic landmark to look at anymore.
No, there's a profound shift in what modern travelers actually want. They are seeking what the document explicitly calls emotionally meaningful experiences.
Yeah, we're talking surprise proposals, milestone anniversary dinners, honeymoon celebrations, the really big life moments.
What's fascinating here is that shift in demand creates this really interesting two-sided marketplace problem.
Oh, absolutely. On one side, you have the guest's dilemma.
Right. Imagine a foreign traveler sitting at home, maybe in London or New York, staring at their laptop.
Yeah.
They know they want to propose in Sri Lanka, but, like, how do they actually execute that?
It's overwhelming. They're wondering, where can I find a truly private spot? How do I arrange a romantic beach dinner halfway across the world?
Exactly. Or, you know, who can actually help me pull off a surprise without it completely falling apart?
Right, because they have the budget,
right,
but they have zero local logistical knowledge.
Zero. And then, on the exact opposite side of the world, you have the local venue's dilemma.
Sri Lanka is filled with these gorgeous spaces.
Right, you've got private villas, rooftop gardens, beachside cabanas, farmhouses.
Amazing locations.
These local business owners are sitting on the perfect physical locations to host these events. But they lack direct access to those high-paying international clients.
Yeah, a local cabana owner doesn't know how to reach that guy sitting in London.
No. And they don't have a structured way to promote a cohesive, you know, proposal package.
Yeah.
And crucially, they lack the digital infrastructure to build trust with someone thousands of miles away.
And that is exactly the void Ensilanka steps into. They are creating an ecosystem that forces local hoteliers and restaurant owners to undergo a massive psychological shift.
Oh, massive. The platform trains them to stop selling, like, just a room for the night or a standard meal.
Right, and start selling the setting for someone's most memorable moment.
That changes everything.
It really does. It changes everything about how a venue markets, how it prices, and how it delivers a service. I mean, they aren't a restaurant anymore. They are a milestone factory.
I mean, it's brilliant. It's like the local venues are the beautiful, dramatic theater sets.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Right.
Yeah?
But a set is absolutely useless without a script and a casting director. So the local venues provide the stage, but Host in Sri Lanka provides the script.
Which are these standardized, engineered packages?
Exactly. And they cast the actors, you know, bringing in the international couple.
Right. It's an entire paradigm shift for local hospitality.
But wait, reading a manual on how to package and price a romantic moment, it feels a bit, I don't know, clinical to me.
How so?
Well, if my partner knew my spontaneous beachside proposal was literally, like, package option B off a corporate drop-down menu, wouldn't that completely kill the mood?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like, doesn't standardizing these milestones ruin the actual magic of travel?
Well, that is the ultimate tension at the heart of this entire industry.
Yeah.
But you have to contrast that idealized spontaneity with the harsh reality of logistics.
Okay, fair.
Because if you try to wing a surprise beachside proposal in a foreign country without a coordinator, the odds of failure are astronomical.
That's true. You risk the restaurant being closed for a private event, right?
Exactly. Or the tide washing away your little table setup.
Oh, man, terrible.
Or just, you know, terrible, inattentive service ruining the whole mood.
Yeah, that would be a disaster.
So what this platform does is engineer the logistics so heavily that the couple can actually experience the pure emotion without the creeping stress of wondering if the violinist is going to show up.
Ah, so it's the Disney World approach.
Yes, exactly.
The guest only sees the magic, the castle, and the fireworks.
Right.
But underground, there's a whole network of tunnels, spreadsheets, and coordinators frantically running around, keeping the illusion alive.
Precisely. The couple doesn't see the playbook, they just see the sunset and the flowers.
That makes a lot of sense. The illusion of spontaneity requires an incredible amount of calculated effort.
It does. And for the host to pull that off without going bankrupt or losing their mind, they have to turn romance into a highly rigid, calculated inventory.
Which means we need to look at how they actually put a price tag on these moments.
Yes, let's get into the numbers.
Because the playbook gets incredibly granular about how venues need to structure this romance. And it goes way beyond just traditional hotels or big resorts.
Oh, way beyond. They are casting an incredibly wide net for eligible venues.
Right. They want cabanas, botanical gardens, lakesides, farm stays. They even explicitly list castles, manors, and temples.
Though, you know, with temples and heritage venues, the playbook slams the brakes.
Oh, yeah. They are very strict about that.
It heavily emphasizes that those spaces can only be used where it is strictly legally permitted and culturally appropriate.
Which makes total sense.
Yeah.
You don't want someone popping champagne and setting off fireworks in the middle of a sacred religious site.
Exactly. They are very protective of the local culture.
But assuming the venue is appropriate, you can't just throw up a listing that says, we have a nice garden, come propose here.
No, not at all.
The playbook demands rigorous specificity. A vague listing will just be rejected.
Right. You have to lock in the package name, the exact occasion it's tailored for, a base price, the specific duration and hours, exactly what is included, and a menu of optional extras.
The document provides hosts with these highly structured frameworks to anchor their pricing.
Yeah. Give me an example.
Well, for instance, they outline a sunset proposal dinner. The suggested structure is a $250 base price for a 3-hour duration.
Okay, not bad.
And that gets the couple a private setup, a floral table, a welcome drink, and a 3-course dinner.
Sounds lovely.
But right next to it, they suggest a beachfront proposal experience at $280. So for just $30 more, the venue adds a decorated proposal arch, a floral pathway, and a celebration toast.
See, it's an engineered upsell. They give you the base option, but for a tiny fraction more, you get the premium memory.
Right.
And they do this with the food itself, too. The playbook gives venues the architecture to create meal tiers.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
A host might offer a standard dinner for $40, but they are strongly encouraged to create a vegetarian romance menu for $45.
Or a high-end seafood celebration for $95.
Exactly. It allows the venue to capture every possible budget level while still maintaining the premium exclusive nature of the course setup.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. The base packages and the food are just the beginning.
Oh, the add-ons.
Yes. The add-ons are where the profit margins really explode.
They do.
And they are incredibly granular. Venues are encouraged to offer drone coverage, professional videography, live violinists, customized name boards.
Elaborate balloon arrangements.
Exactly. Even firework-style celebrations. But again, with a massive bolded emphasis on safety and local legal permission.
Right. Of course.
It's honestly like a Build-A-Bear workshop, but for life-altering romantic commitments.
That is a hilarious way to put it, but it's accurate.
It's like buying a luxury car. You choose the base model, you know, the beach or the garden.
Right.
But the real margin is made when you start ticking the boxes for the custom leather seats or the upgraded sound system.
Exactly. In this case, you're ticking boxes for the drone footage and the violinist.
Yeah.
And that modularity is the core business genius of this entire model.
How so?
Well, by breaking down romance into line items, base price versus optional extras, these venues are completely stepping out of the traditional hospitality price war.
Oh, I see.
Think about a normal hotel room. If you are just selling a standard room with two beds, you are a commodity.
Yeah, you're stuck in a race to the bottom on online booking sites.
Exactly. Fighting over who can be $10 cheaper a night.
Right. Because a bed is a bed. You'll hunt for hours online to save $20 a night on your accommodation.
Precisely. But the psychology of the buyer completely flips when you are selling a milestone.
Oh, for sure.
You might agonize over that $20 room difference, but you won't even blink at paying an extra $100 for a drone video the exact moment you pull out an engagement ring.
No, you definitely wouldn't.
The normal rules of budgeting just disappear when emotion and permanence take over.
That is so true. Venues that adopt this playbook are creating higher value, premium packages built entirely around an emotion. And that emotion is highly resistant to standard price shopping.
Right. But it's risky.
Yeah. So if they are offering a live violinist, a custom seafood dinner, and drone coverage, a remote beach, the margin for error is basically zero.
Absolutely zero.
One double booking, one scheduling glitch, or, you know, one unexpected rainstorm ruins a once-in-a-lifetime milestone.
This raises an important question.
Yeah. How on earth does a platform guarantee that doesn't happen?
Right.
Because as a modern consumer, my expectation is total convenience. I want to see the package, click a buy now button, enter my credit card, and have it instantly confirmed.
And this is where Ensalanca makes a very counterintuitive but absolutely necessary operational choice.
Okay.
The playbook explicitly outlines a 7-step managed system.
Right, I noticed that.
It highlights, in no uncertain terms, that this is not an automatic instant booking system. There is no buy now button for a surprise proposal.
And why introduce that kind of friction, though? I mean, in 2026, forcing a customer to wait for a manual review feels kind of ancient.
I get that, but it comes down to the critical difference between convenience and catastrophic risk management.
Oh, interesting.
Look at it this way. If you are running a standard hotel and your instant booking software glitches and double books a room, it's an annoyance.
Right. You apologize profusely. Maybe you upgrade the guest to a suite, you buy them dinner, and they eventually get over it.
Exactly. But if a glitch double books a surprise marriage proposal,
oh, wow.
Or if a guest instant books a romantic beach setup, but the local venue knows that specific stretch of sand is completely flooded by monsoon tides that time of year.
That isn't an annoyance. That is a total emotional and financial catastrophe. It ruins the entire trip.
Exactly. The managed booking system protects both the guest's once-in-a-lifetime milestone and the host's long-term reputation.
I see the strategy now. The friction is actually a feature, not a bug.
Exactly.
It's like buying a bespoke suit rather than grabbing something off the rack at a fast fashion store.
Oh, perfect analogy.
When you buy bespoke, you expect a consultation, you expect to get measured, you expect to wait for a fitting.
Right.
The wait, the careful review process, it actually increases the perceived luxury and the trust in the final product. You feel like a team of experts is handling your specific needs.
That's a perfect way to look at it. The 7 steps are specifically designed to build that trust.
So what are the steps?
Step one, the guest browses the curated venues.
Simple enough.
Step two, they select their base package. Step three, they submit a highly detailed, specialized request.
Like what?
They specify the occasion, their meal preferences, their desired add-ons, and their personal expectations for the mood.
And here is where the manual intervention kicks in, right?
Yes. Step four, Ensalanca's coordination team actually reviews the request and contacts the local host directly.
Wow, they actually talk to them.
Yeah, they verbally or digitally verify if the date, the weather, and the specific requests are practically feasible.
That is a lot of handholding.
It is. They confirm the final price to the dollar. Only after that manual check does step five happen, where a formal booking summary is prepared.
Okay.
Step six, the guest reviews the summary, confirms, and pays via the secure portal. And finally, step seven, Ensalanca stays actively involved to coordinate the actual event execution on the day.
And obviously that level of intense manual coordination isn't free.
No, definitely not.
The playbook is very transparent about the economics of the platform.
Yeah.
Ensalanca takes a flat 10% commission from the confirmed host price.
Which is pretty reasonable.
Yeah, because that 10% covers the entire ecosystem. It introduces the high net worth international guest, promotes the local venue, covers the manual coordination and risk management we just talked about, and facilitates the secure international payment.
Right. And the playbook is remarkably firm about the pricing math, too.
Oh, they do not want hosts messing this up.
Not at all.
They give a literal breakdown to warn venues against miscalculating their margins.
Yeah.
It says, if you price your romantic package at $300, and Solanka takes its 10% commission, which is $30.
Right.
That leaves a net value to the host of $270. And the document aggressively reminds the host, you know, that $270 has to cover your venue usage, your staff wages, the food cost, the flowers, the electricity, the cleanup, absolutely everything.
It is a strict, non-negotiable warning against underpricing.
Why do venues underprice?
Well, a lot of new venues entering the experience market try to price their packages artificially low just to secure the initial booking. But then, to actually make a profit, they try to nickel and dime the guests later.
Oh, I hate that.
Right. Hidden service fees, mandatory gratuities, or suddenly upcharging for basic table decor.
Yeah. That's the worst.
The playbook explicitly forbids this bait-and-switch behavior.
Good.
Clear, reasonable, upfront pricing is the only way to build the absolute trust required for these high-stakes emotional events.
Because if a guest feels like they are being extorted on the day they are proposing to their partner, the entire memory is tainted.
Exactly.
Which seamlessly brings us to the rules of engagement. And Solanka isn't just handing out access to their international clients to anyone with a backyard.
No, definitely not.
If you want to be a hosting partner, they have stringent expectations for quality control.
They do. The responsibilities for a host are rigidly defined. Your listings must be entirely accurate.
Right.
You cannot post misleading, heavily edited photos of a beach that is actually a mile away from your property.
If that makes sense. And as we noted, you must honor confirmed prices with zero hidden fees.
Exactly. And you have to respond promptly to Ensolanka's coordination team during that critical review phase.
I also noticed a massive emphasis on privacy.
Oh, yes.
The playbook demands that hosts ensure absolute privacy during these intimate moments.
Right. You cannot have a couple experiencing a deeply emotional, quiet proposal while a loud, thumping pool party is happening 10 feet away.
Yeah, that really ruins the violin solo.
It really does. The venue has to actively manage its own environment to protect the package they sold.
And they must strictly follow all local laws, which the document highlights specifically regarding the serving of alcohol, the use of public spaces, and operating near those heritage sites.
Right.
If a host violates these rules, the playbook is clear. Their listing will be temporarily hidden or entirely suspended from the platform.
It's a tight ship. But, you know, if a local host plays by the rules and delivers these premium experiences, they gain access to something much bigger than just a single booking site.
Right, because host in Sri Lanka doesn't exist in a vacuum. It is part of a massive cross-pollinating digital ecosystem.
Yeah.
Listings on this platform are heavily integrated and promoted across Sri Lanka's broader network.
Yes.
Let's really dig into that network, because this is where the sheer ambition of the company becomes obvious.
It's pretty incredible.
The playbook mentions portals like Live in Sri Lanka and Date in Sri Lanka. How do all these pieces actually fit together?
Well, think about the life cycle of a relationship and how it intersects with travel.
Okay.
Date in Sri Lanka might focus on local relationship building, finding a partner, or planning early stage romantic outings.
Right.
Host in Sri Lanka then captures the major milestones, the proposals, the anniversaries, the micro weddings.
Oh, I see.
And Live in Sri Lanka targets the long-term lifestyle. Perhaps the honeymooners who decide they want to invest in a vacation home or relocate as digital nomads.
Oh, wow.
So by cross-promoting these venues across all these portals, Ensolanka creates an inescapable web. They are capturing the user at every single stage of their emotional and geographic journey.
So what does this all mean? It's really an absolute masterclass in vertical integration.
Yes, it is.
They take a highly fragmented, chaotic local industry, right? A lone cabana owner here, a random talented violinist there, a neighbor baker who makes incredible cakes.
Yeah.
And they bundle all of them into a single cohesive premium brand. They make the messy reality of the developing world entirely digestible, safe, and trustworthy for an international audience.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it reveals Ensolanka's ultimate ambition.
Right.
They aren't just trying to sell a nice sunset dinner. They are actively trying to own the entire celebration and destination experience network of a country.
That is massive.
The playbook's vision for the future outlines massive, aggressive expansion plans.
Like what?
Well, they are building destination micro-wedding support. They want to create integrated, localized networks for decorators and event photographers so venues don't have to hunt for talent.
Oh, that's smart.
They are planning smart availability tools and sophisticated payout dashboards.
They are essentially building the national infrastructure for memories.
Yes.
They are turning the entire country into an emotional anchor for foreign guests.
Exactly.
And the brilliant part is the flywheel effect this creates.
Oh, the flywheel is huge.
Right, because when you coordinate a flawless, unforgettable proposal for a couple from London, you aren't just making a couple hundred bucks in commission today.
No.
You are fueling an engine of future tourism. That couple is going to go home and tell all their friends.
They are going to post that stunning drone footage on social media.
Exactly. Which acts as free, high-converting marketing.
Yep.
And because you anchored their biggest life milestone to this specific beach in Sri Lanka, they are highly likely to return 5 or 10 years later for their anniversary.
Exactly. By standardizing the logistics of romance, they are securing long-term, multi-generational loyalty to a geographic location.
What an incredible journey we've taken today.
It's been fascinating.
We started by looking at the deep emotional shift of the modern traveler. You know, moving away from simple sightseeing and demanding curated, emotionally resonant experiences.
Right.
We explored the meticulous, granular packaging of romance. From the accessible $120 garden dinners to the highly orchestrated premium beachfront proposals complete with custom archways and aerial photography.
And we uncovered the vital importance of friction, right?
Yeah, that was wild.
Learning how their 7-step managed booking system intentionally slows the process down.
Right.
It prioritizes flawless logistical execution and risk management over instant digital convenience, all to protect the magic of the moment.
Exactly. We broke down the 10% commission economics and the strict mandate for transparent pricing. And finally, we looked at the grand overarching vision, weaving dating, hosting, and living portals together to turn Sri Lanka into a globally recognized stage for love and celebration.
It's truly fascinating.
It is. Whether you, our listener, are an entrepreneur looking for insights on how to bundle your own fragmented local services into a trustworthy premium brand, or well, you're just someone trying to plan your next big anniversary trip. Seeing the machinery behind the magic changes your perspective entirely.
Oh, for sure.
Understanding the spreadsheets, the vendor networks, and the psychological pricing models actually makes you appreciate the seamless final product even more.
It really does. But as we wrap up our analysis of this playbook, I want to leave you with a broader philosophical question to ponder.
Okay, right.
We've spent all this time marveling at a brilliantly designed corporate system that perfectly engineers, scripts, and coordinates our most intimate romantic moments.
Down to the exact placement of a floral table.
Exactly. And the precise minute a hidden violinist starts playing.
Right.
But if entire global ecosystems are being built to guarantee a flawless, stress-free romantic experience, how will that ultimately change our cultural expectation of what romance actually is?
Oh, wow.
If absolute perfection can be bought off a menu as a standardized package, do we slowly lose our tolerance for the messy, unscripted, and perfectly imperfect spontaneous moments of real life?
Does the perfect guaranteed package eventually kill the beauty of the perfect accident?
Exactly.
That is a profound question. Something for you to mull over the next time you are walking down a beach and see a picture-perfect candlelit setup waiting at sunset. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the business of emotion. Until next time, keep questioning the world around you, keep learning, and we'll see you on the next one.